Beginning, Pirek Dalid, Mishnayis Aleph and Beis, and we'll start with the Rambam's introductory remarks to Mishnah Aleph. Miach shehizkir le'el es ha-simonim asher behem tiyya atuma. Since in the previous Pirek, the Mishnah mentions the various simonim, the respective simonim, signs of which are signs of tuma, of tsaras, whether it's in the, again, just to review, in a human being and a person, there are four types of susceptibilities to tsaras. One is the arbaser, one is in the skin, one is the mikvin shchin, various types of raw skin, either caused by burn or by some illness or blow. The gabachas and karachas, and the bald person, the front or and back of the hair of the scalp, and the niske adam, the hairy parts, the zokon and the rosh, the hairy parts of the face and of the scalp. Those are the four areas that are susceptible or types of tuma, tsaras, that appear in a person. That can appear in a person. And then, of course, we have Nige Begodim, Adam Dam, and Yurak Rak, the red and the green, the dark red and green, deep red and green of Nige Begodim, and the Adam Dam and Yurak Rak, and the deep red and green of Nige Botim. So there are essentially six types of tuma form are in the human body, and one in begodim, and one in batim. So since the Talmud mentioned already above the simonim asher behentia hatuma, the respective types of tuma, hiskil esaderes hadinim hamiuchonim b'cholechot. Now it's going to mention the dinim that are involved with the various types of simonim. And the by the arbaser, there were three simonim. There was the sir lovan, the two the black hairs that turned to white hairs. There was the michya, a patch of raw skin in the middle of the white spot, and pisoyam, and the spreading of the tuma after the first week, at the end of the first week or later. So the Tana begins to explain the dyanim, to arrange the dinim, the unique dinim, b'chol echad of each one. And the first Mishnah, he says, v'yomar shesir lovan, deals with two of the three tumas of basara, or of our basar, of the flesh of the skin, the skin of the flesh. Shesir lovan chamor yosir min pisayon be'ezid devorim, that that the two white hairs have certain chumras over pisoyon in certain aspects, v'apisoyon chumrim imenu bedvorim acherim, and the pisoyon, the spreading of the tsaras, has chumras also in other areas. Now the Mishnah says, yesh b'seir lovon mash'em b'pisoyon. There are certain chumras in the seir lovon, in the white hairs, that are not involved with pisoyon, in spreading. V'yesh b'pisoyon ma she'ein b'sir lovon. And there are those in pisoyon, in the spreading of the nega, which are not in the sir lovon. Sher sir lovon mitame b'tchila, sir lovon, in the very first signing that the Kohen sees, a person has a white spot of the four colors that were mentioned in the first perek. Again, the Azuk Sheleg, the Sid HaHechel, the whitewash of the Kodesh and the Beis HaMikdash, the Semer Lovan and the Krum Beitza, white wool of a lamb on its first day as it's washed, and the membrane of an egg. So those are the four white colors, and admixtures of red with those colors. So if in the first day that the person sees that, and the Kohen comes and sees that black hairs have turned white after the appearance of the any of those shades of white in their mixtures with red, then immediately the person is mukhlad, he's a complete mitzora, and is finished. But pisayon, even if the kohen comes on the first day in any type of tumah, of any type of tzaras, and he sees that before his eyes that it's spreading, pisayon does not apply b'techilo on that very first day. It only applies after a week, b'shavua rishon, b'shavua sheni, and in the case of batim, by shavua shlishi. And then afterwards, after Tara, if there's pisayon or any siman of tumah, then the person is a mitzora. So the sir lovan is mitami b'techila on the very first sighting, mitami b'kol mara lovan, and in any type of white appearance. Now here, let me turn to the Rav. The Rav says like this: Afilu mitami b'chol mara lovin, any white hue, any white shade, afilu lemat, even if they're less bright than the least of the dalad maros, which is the krum beitza, which is the membrane of the egg, even though they themselves would not normally be a sign of susceptibility to tumah, here if their black hairs are turned white, it doesn't make a difference. As long as there's some type of white, even the bohak is anything below that those shades of white. Dixiv umara hanega amok. Now we say the brighter something is, the deeper it appears, and the less bright the higher it is. So it says v'mara hanega amok, so it's brighter. Mara hanega amok, is deeper, which means brighter, which transposes into brighter. V'lo mara sir lovin amok, but the mara, the white that surrounds the sir lovin, the black hairs that have turned white, doesn't have to be deep, doesn't have to be a bright white that fits into the category of the four shades. In other words, above krum halovin, brighter than krum halovin. Mashein came to pisayon, which is not the case with pisayon. Shein pisayon mitami lamata midalid maros, because pisayon, a spreading of a white coloring that is less bright than krum halovan, and the membrane of an egg, the least bright of the four colors, that would not be mitami. So again, the chumra of sir lovin, it's mitami b'tchila u'mitami b'chol mara lovin, any type of white, even a dimmer white than the four whites mentioned in the first perek. The ainbo simin tara, and there is nothing black hairs that turn white, that can, there's no manifestation in that can betahir the person. It was because, remember, by pisayon, if the pisayon spreads over the entire body, then the mitzor is tahar. Yesh pisayon she pisayon mitami b'kol shehu. The pisayon has chumras, because pisayon is mitami b'kol shehu. If when the kohen first sees the nega, he draws a little black line or a colored line around the nega and marks it. And then if there's next week when he comes back, if there's pisayon and it extends a little bit beyond the marking, the smallest amount, less than an adasha, less than a lentil, she pisayon mitami b'kol shehu, that little bit of additional amount that's pisayon is an extension of growth, umitami b'kol hanegoyim chutz lenega, and its tuma is outside of the om. Remember, the om is the main body of the nega. The pisayon extends outside of the on chutzlenega. Mashen kin b'sir lovan. The sir lovan has to be surrounded by the white in which it's found. That's the end of the first Mishnah. Although I would like to just mention that the Tosfos Yom Tov gets involved with the issue. We say that that sir lovan is two hairs, not just one hair, and he gets involved with the question, well, how do we know this? And you have in Hebrew Seir, Sar, and Sar with a hay. And it goes through a number of Meforshim who discuss the difference, and some make the distinction that it's the word Sar itself means automatically two hairs. And he goes through places in Tanakh and light. And finally he brings the Maharam. I believe that we once discussed the sheet of the Maharam in terms of a Nigei Botim. If it has a window, the Mishnah seems to indicate you don't open the window. But there was a Sifrua, Torah's Kohanim, which indicates that you do open the window. So he makes a distinction that if there was just a wall there, you don't open it up. But if there's a window there, you do open it up. And there he was, when he quotes that name of the Maharam. I think that Maharam is the Maharam that's found on the page with the Marsho and Gemaras, the Rami Lublin. I believe that's who the Tosfos Yom Tov is quoting. I'm not 100% sure, but I think so, because he quotes the Maharam over here also. He quotes a Sefer Mikne Avram, he quotes this, the Gurari from the Maharami Prague, various possibilities, and finally he probably saw even the Ralbag, and his cost of a lozal. I don't know really where we know that the minimum amount of sar is shtei saros, is two hairs. Shem mishum deksiv Bisar lovan, Visara lo hafak lovan. Now, it says Visara lo hafak lovan. If it was speaking in the singular but one hair, there would be a mapik hay there, the Maharam says. Visara, its hair didn't turn white. But rather it says Visara without a mapik hay. So the sarah means an entity of hair. That's what the Maharam postulates. He says perhaps for that reason that there is no mapik hay in that word sarah. V'lohavik levelo mapik hay. V'misu de besar echad sagile, that one hair was enough. Sagile, it should have been hoy lolios mapik hay. There should have been a mapik hay there. The besar beloved hay, or right simply a sayer or sar, but without the hay. Once it mentions sarah and leaves out a mapik hay, it indicates that it's more than one hair. It's an entity of two hairs. I just wanted to mention. So that's the end of Mishnah Aleph. Now Mishnah Beis. Yesh b'michya mashein b'pisoyon. So we mentioned so far two of the three types of simani tuma in the arbusser. One is the two hairs of white that turn the two hairs of black that turn white, and one is the pisoyon, and the third now we're going in this Mishnah we're going to juxtapose the contrast the michya, the piece of healed skin that appears in the middle of the white marking that brings about the whole question of tuma. Yesh of tzaras. Yesh b'michya, the healed skin, mashein b'pisoyon, which is a chumra that's not found in pisoyon. V'yesh b'pisoyon mashein b'michya, and there are aspects of the pisoyon that are not found in the michya, in the healed skin. Shamichya metame betchila. Again, we said that pisoyon is only metame from the end of the first week on. Whereas the michya is mitami immediately. It's like the shtei saros, the two black hairs that turn white. That the when the kohen comes the very first time and he sees that, the person becomes a mitzvah muchlat. He's chutz min amachane. He says tamei tamei yikra. He calls out tamei tamei. All the halachas of mitzvah on him. The same way, if the kohen comes the very first sighting, and or he's brought to the kohen, and there's michya in the white. Then he's tamei immediately. He's a mitzvah muchlat. So again, by michya shamichi metami betchila umetami bekol mare, and the michya is metame in any type of discoloration. Now bekol mare, the Rav says, hainu kamara habasur, the flesh of a person's skin. Bein kush, bein lovin, bein adam. The person is a black man. Then the michya, it should be a black patch, like the color of the rest of his healthy skin. If it's a very whitish person, albino, it should be the color of that skin. If it's a reddish person, a ruddy person, it should be the color of that skin. So it's mitame. Bikomara. So the color of the michi is immaterial, as long as it's the color of the person who's suffering from this. The Rambam has a different explanation over here. The Tosas Yamtiv brings a Rambam. In Perik Gimel Mehilchas Tumas Haras, Halacha Beis, Bein Shehoya Hamara Adam, whether the color of the michya of this patch of skin is red or shachar or black or loven or white, V'hu Shaloye Halovin Meyarba Maro Shebiyarno, but the white is not of the appearance of the four shades of white that we spoke about, because that's not healthy skin. All right, so that's the Rambam's note on this, that where it can be white but not the colors that we discussed in Perik, in the first Perik. Now umetame bekomare ve'en bo simin tara. Again, the michya has no, unlike the pisoyon, again, if the whole body becomes covered with pisoyon, that's metahir. By michya, no. Michya is only metame. It only makes the person, tame is a mitzora, but there's no, it can bring about no tara. So, the ein bo simin tara. Yesh be pisoyon. Shapisoyon metami bekolshu, pisoyon is metami even the smallest amount, as we said in the previous Mishnah. Umetami bekol hanegoyim. We learned in the last perek that all types of negoyim, all the four types by nigei adam and by, and also the additional nigei begodim and nigei botim, all of them are affected by pisoyon. That's a universal. The one universal theme in the goyim is pisoyun affects everything. Metami bekol shu, metami bekol in the goyim. Chutz lega. In fact, the phrase metami bekol in the goyim appeared also in the previous one as a contrast to the previous mishnah, as a contrast to Sir Lovon. Now it's metami chutz lenega, as we said by Sir Lovin, chutz lenega, same lines as here as by Mishnah Aleph, chutz lenega, even outside of the nega, as long as it's attached. Mashein came to michya, whereas the michya has to be in the center of the nega. It has to be square. It has to be the size of an adosha, the size of a the size of a lentil. There's a Rosh that brings down the Torah's Kohenim that I think equates it to the size of 36 square hairs. six times six, but it has to be has a certain size, whereas this has no size. Chutz nega mashein kein b'michya, which is not the case by the michya, which can't be outside the nega, but has to be centered and square within the nega itself, within the original white discoloration. That's the end of the second Mishnah.